entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The message you are about to hear is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akme Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise Him, for He is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise Him, for He is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise Him, for He is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise Him, for He is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha Omega. So I praise Him, for He is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise Him, for He is Alpha, Alpha and Omega.
Father Almighty, we want to worship You, the God of years gone by, the God of today, our hope for years to come. We bless Your holy name. We thank You for past conventions. We thank You for past ministers' conferences. We thank You in advance for this one. Father, accept our worship in Jesus' name. We thank You for journey mercies for those who have come. We thank You for journey mercies for those who are on the way. We thank You for journey mercies for those who are yet to come. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Eternal Rock of Ages, like never before, during this convention, pay us a visit. Let there be signs, let there be wonders, let there be miracles, let there be testimonies, let there be victories, let there be joy, and let everything great happen during this convention. And let them begin with us right now. Thank You, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, shake hands with two or three people and say you are welcome. God bless you. You are welcome in Jesus' name. It's a glorious thing to see you once again. By the special grace of God, this will be the best convention you've had so far. Beginning with this minister's conference. Now, if you haven't got your sum sheet, wave your hand so we can give you one. Now, if you haven't got one, wave your hand. Some people are clapping over there. Maybe there are no ushers near them or something. To my extreme left, there are some people saying they don't have ushers near them. Some people to my extreme right, and some people far, far deep in my front. God bless you, ushers. This is your busy period. God will give you strength. If you still haven't got your song sheet, wave your hand. Okay, if you've got your own, wave it, let me see. All right. The tune is, don't mind the Yoruba there, is Alaye Loma Nioma Yin Bawati Nshelo Nioluwa. La 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 la. La 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 la. That's the latest song God gave us in Wales when we were talking about the lifter up of my head. And we believe it will be appropriate for the minister's conference. Shall we start with verse 1, 3, 4? Verse 2. Three.
call. Amen. Just hold on. There's an error in the typing there. Verse 8 is verse 8, line 2. Going to hell, you changed my journey, not delayed. Not delayed at all. It was totally changed. All right, now let's take verse 8 again.
Thank you.
thank you, but again, another error in verse 10. Verse 10 is hallelujah to lifter of heads. There is no D. Hallelujah to lifter of heads. So cancel D. Cancel the D there. There's no D there. All right. Now you've gone through the first time. But since we are singing it for the first time, I will want us to sing it again the second time and then pay attention to the wordings.
you, Lord. Revelation chapter 19, verse 5-6. Revelation 19, 5-6. The theme of our convention, as you well know, is Hallelujah. The sub-theme, if we could call it that, for the ministers' conference is dominion through praise. Dominion through praise. Revelation 19, verse 5-6. And while you're opening your Bibles, maybe I should just make this announcement. The Convention Ministers Conference follows a regular pattern, which you know. And that means latest by 7 a.m., you'll be here in the morning. You will come with your walking shoes, because by 8 o'clock, when I join you, we'll be going for a walk. Tomorrow's walk will be a small one. Those who are 60 and above, we do their own walking around this auditorium as many times as they want. Those who are under 50 will join me as we go. Tomorrow's walk will be a very short one. We will just go up to my house, turn left, go past the former international headquarters, take some shortcuts here and there, and come back here. Very short walk. I've measured it. It is just a little over 7 kilometers. That's the one for tomorrow. The one for Saturday will be the long one. So tomorrow is to warm up. The one for Saturday will be from here all the way to the youth center and back. But you don't have to worry. Like I said, it's only for those who are under 60. And then there will be buses along the way. Anytime you get tired, you go and join the bus. The bus will bring you back. And then after the morning session, we will tell you what we follow if the Lord hasn't come by then. If he has come by then, there will be no need to discuss any further. Revelation 19, 5 and 6. And a voice came out of the throne saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, "Hallelujah, for
for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. It tells us here about a choir in heaven and they are great and they are small, all of them together, and their voice was the voice of a great multitude as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thunderings. I told you during the last solemn assembly that if we say praise the Lord, or we say let someone shout hallelujah, and you as an individual refuse to shout, nobody will notice. Now when you consider the crowd that will be shouting hallelujah in heaven during this convention, you realize that if you keep quiet, nobody will notice. But thank you. I was going to say, let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. That's the meaning of hallelujah. Or praise our God. It is the heavenly language. If you like, and you read the passage that I use as text, if you read it from verse 1, you will see how many times they shouted hallelujah in a very short period of time. Hallelujah is a heavenly language. It means praise the Lord or praise our God. Now, dominion means be in control. Be in charge. And you will see that as they shouted, when the voice said they should shout, when he said they should praise God, he said, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. God is in control. Which should be good news for every one of us who have come to this convention. It doesn't matter what the situation around you may be like. God is in control. He's on his throne. He hasn't traveled. He's not dead. He cannot die. He cannot be voted out of power. He is in charge. That is why I am confident that whatever may be happening, my tomorrow will be all right. If you have the same confidence, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Now, when you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, Genesis 1, 26 to 28, you will see that the very purpose for the creation of man is to have dominion, to be in charge. God the Father said to the God, to the Trinity in council, let us make man in our own image that he may have dominion. That he may have dominion. And the first thing he said to man after he created him in verse 28 there is, the Bible said God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have what? Dominion. Over everything. Over fish, over... have dominion. So it should not be a surprise to you that every animal, no matter how wild they can be, have been tamed by man. Because man had dominion. Now, the one who is in charge, the one who has dominion, is usually called the king. The one who has dominion over a village or a town is called the king. And the king has what is called a kingdom. Kingdom is a combination of two words, king and domain. Kingdom means king's domain. Domain means the area where the king has dominion. So no king without a kingdom. No king without a domain. No king unless he has dominion. No matter how powerful the king, or we now call them president in some cases, no matter how powerful the president of Nigeria may be, he cannot decree a curfew in Ghana. Is that true? Why? Because his domain does not extend to Ghana. As powerful as the president of America is, he cannot cancel this year's convention. Why? Because Redemption Camp is not part of his domain. Do you understand now? Oh, all right.
Now, praise is the shortest route to dominion. If you want to have dominion, you must learn to praise. That's why before the end of this year's convention, you'll be amazed at how much dominion you have acquired. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, Matthew 6, 9 to 10, when the Lord was teaching his disciples to pray, he said, this is how you will pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What is the next thing? Thy kingdom come. The moment you praise him, the next thing you be thinking of entering into is dominion. Thy kingdom come has tremendous implication for you and I. Revelation 19, from verse 11 to 16, tells you that his title is, one of his titles, is King of Kings. He also tells us that there is a multitude following him. He is riding a horse as the King of Kings. Certain people were also riding horses after him, and I'm one of them. And they are kings. That's why it's called the King of Kings. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. Revelation 1, 5 to 6 says, he has made us priests and kings. He has made us priests and kings unto God. To him be dominion forever and ever. Now, this brings us to something very important. The dominant side is the shouting side. First Samuel 17, from verse 51 to 52. First Samuel 17, 51 to 52. When David overpowered Goliath, cut off his head, and the Philistines began to run, what was it that Israel did? Israel and Judah arose and shouted. Everyone that has dominion must know how to shout. That's all right. Just get your voice ready. By the time the convention is over,
I believe by the grace of God, the voice will still be shouting. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 20, when the children of Israel shouted and the wall of Jericho fell, the Bible said they took the city. You know the meaning of that? They obtained dominion over the city. In the olden days, whenever a king wanted to expand his dominion, he will attack the king of another city. If he defeated the king of the other city, he takes over his domain. And he will take his crown from him, because the crown is the symbol of dominion. Which is why Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Revelation 3, verse 11 says, "Hold fast to that which you have. Let no man take your crown." Don't let anybody take your dominion from you. Psalm 47, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 47, verse 1 to 3 is very instructive. He says, "Oh, clap your hands. Amen. I think this is probably where the scholars got their interpretation of clapping from. Because they say clap your hands means put your enemy between your two hands and jam it together. Amen. Lord have mercy. We still have a long way to go. And then he now went on to say, "Shout unto God with the voice of triumph." Triumph means victory over the enemy. Triumph means I have not just won, but I am now in charge. And then he went on to say in that same passage, he said, if you do this, certain things will follow. He said, our God, who is a great king, terrible king when he decides to fight, we do certain things. He will subdue the people under us. He will put nations under our feet. Do you know that if we really want to take over the world, we must learn to shout hallelujah? Hallelujah.
I am surprised that when I travel now, almost all over the world, instead of people saying, praise God, or praise the Lord, I hear almost every preacher saying, let somebody shout, hallelujah. Before we finish, if the Lord tarries, we will be talking more about this issue of dominion. We will talk about financial dominion. We will talk about political dominion. We will talk about spiritual dominion. And by the time we analyze them, you will know why every one of you must join a political party. But that's for the future. That's if the Lord tarries. Now, dominion is of no use if it is temporary. Dominion is of no use if it is temporary. In other words, it's no use if you are dominant today and you are an underdog tomorrow. It's no use that you are king today and slave tomorrow. That's no use. For example, in Joshua 6 verse 20, Joshua 6 20, the children of Israel were dominant. They shouted and they took over the city of Jericho. Few days later, in Joshua chapter 7, verse 2 to 7, Joshua 7, 2 to 7, they went against Ai and they were defeated. So one day they were shouting hallelujah. The next, Joshua was on his face in the ground. That is why true dominion must be everlasting. Daniel chapter 4, verse 34. Daniel 4, verse 34. Nebuchadnezzar said, God's dominion is everlasting. Exodus 15, verse 18. Exodus 15, verse 18. Said, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Reign forever and ever. Revelation 22, 3 to 5. Revelation 22, 3 to 5. Says his servants, as you and I, shall reign with him forever and ever. So dominion, to be meaningful, has to be everlasting. Therefore, to remain dominant requires persistent praise. Since praise opens the way to dominion, if the dominion is to last, the dominant one must learn to praise God permanently. Because praise comes from a heart of gratitude. You want to remain dominant, you must learn to be persistently grateful. Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, verse 1. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. I will praise him nonstop. If I have time, and you need to pray again that God will pull out of me everything he wants you to hear. Because there's so much to discuss. I can't share it all within the short time. But the one he wants you to hear, just say, God, pull it out of him. He said, I will praise God at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise comes from a heart of gratitude. Heart of gratitude. A problem with many people who rose and fell is because they stopped praising God. We have ups and downs in the world. Things happen that we do not expect. We have hills, we have valleys. But the Bible says, in all things, how many things? What are you supposed to do? In all things, if you are to remain dominant, in all things, give thanks. And we'll learn a little more about this as we go along. But because I want to be brief this evening, since you've just come and you need to rest, you will discover that when gratitude begins to wane, when you are no longer praising God the way you should, sin will creep in. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. 2 Samuel 12, 7 to 9. Nathan said to David, David, you've forgotten who you are and who brought you to where you are. You've forgotten all I did for you. You see, because a grateful fellow cannot go and do what David did. Grateful fellow. We'll find it difficult to say. Very, very difficult. A friend of mine told me a story about himself. He said, there was this lady, and they've been quite friendly to each other. And then one day, the devil arranged it that the two of them were alone together in a house for as many hours as they wanted.
And suddenly the devil said to him, "This is the opportunity you have been waiting for." He said, he smiled at the lady with a smile that says, "How now?" I don't know that a smile can talk. He said the lady smiled back with a smile that says, "The ball is in your court." I said, "Really? You mean smile can talk?" He said, "Daddy, why are you pretending?" He said, "You know." I said, "No, I don't know. You tell me." He said, "But at that moment, he heard the voice of God." He's a minister of God, very successful minister of God. "But God said to him loud and clear, 'Is this how you are going to repay me for all I've done for you?'" He said immediately, he changed directions. You are not a child, you know what he was saying. The direction was into sin, but the moment he heard, "Is this how you are going to repay me? Is there anybody here for whom God had done at least one miracle? At least one miracle?"
The message is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akwa Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.
How will you want to repay him? Nathan said to David, "In spite of all I've done for you, look at how you have repaid me." When gratitude wanes, sin creeps in. When sin creeps in, dominion ends. Joshua 7, from verse 1 to 12. Joshua 7, 1 to 12. "When Joshua fell on his face, I said, 'God, I'm not getting out of here. What am I going to do now?' We should have stayed at the other end of the Jordan. We should have let that be enough domain for us. Now we've crossed over. And now, the enemies are about to swallow us up." God said, "It's a simple matter. Sin came in. Dominion ends. You want your dominion back? Get rid of sin." Why is praise so crucial? Why is gratitude to God so important? Because God is your greatest ally. Who is an ally? An ally is the one you sent for. When another king wants to take your domain, "Come and help me. Don't let them take my domain." The fellow you sent for is the one called the ally.
several years ago, either 1982 or 1983, we visited one king in Yoruba land, and I went with another king, the then Orimolusi of Ijebu Igbo. When we got there, the king we went to visit said, "How can I ever forget you?" When such and such a king wanted to take over my domain, you are the one I sent for. He said, "My crown is still on my head today because you came to help me." Romans 8:31 says, "If God be for us, where is that king that can take our crown?" At the same time, is the most terrible of enemies. I've said it again and again. In Isaiah 43:13, he said, "I am God, there is no one else." He said, "Nobody can deliver out of my hand." So if God turns against somebody, let him send for all the other allies. They will fail. That is why wise people praise God constantly, because they know that if only they praise Him, He will grant them dominion. Dominion over sickness, dominion over disease, permanently, not temporarily. In Luke 17:12-19, the Lord healed 10 lepers. One came back to thank Him with a loud voice. The Lord said to him, "I transfer you from healed to whole." You know the meaning of that? A man can be cured of leprosy and still have hypertension, and still have diabetes, and still have asthma. Leprosy is gone, but there are others. When a man is made whole, nothing is left. And I believe somebody tonight is going to be made whole. Probably I should hear the hallelujah of that fellow now. Grateful people can have permanent victory over demons, no matter how many. I have said the reason I keep on saying, "Shout hallelujah," before
our programs.
The reason I don't start by saying I bind the devil, I bind Satan, are two. Reason number one, if I say I bind the devil, I thought they bound him some time ago. He has got loose. If it's that slippery, how do I know he won't get loose before the service is over? Reason number two, nobody stays where they are praising his enemy. No demon will stay where they are shouting hallelujah. The madman of Gadara, I keep referring to him because it's maybe one day I will sit down and write a book on him. He's completely dominated by demons. Legion of them. God set him free. He demonstrated his gratitude by coming to Jesus and saying, I will go with you now, wherever you go. But the Lord turned back and gave him dominion by saying, go and be preaching. That man was never possessed by demons again. He showed his gratitude and God made him dominant over forces of darkness. And so you will see, and I'm about to round up, you will understand what happens in Revelation chapter 4. Verse 8 to 11. Revelation 4:8-11. Thank you for putting it on the screen, because I want to read it to you and I want you to follow it as I'm reading it. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. Verse 9. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. Verse 10. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. What do they do? And cast their crowns before the throne, saying, verse 11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. What are they saying? Forget what they said with their words. Consider what they said with their action. They fell on their faces before the one who lives forever and ever. They fell on their faces before the one who created them for his pleasure. They cast down their crowns. Remember, I told you the crown is a symbol of dominion. They said, "We are kings because you made us kings. We have dominion because you gave us dominion." We surrender the dominion back to you in worship. We will continue from there tomorrow morning, if the Lord hasn't come, and pinpoint one major point tomorrow morning, that the number one reason why we can't praise God is because of pride. Pride. If I say, "Let us praise God now," you will notice, if you pay close attention, that those who will dance the most, those who will praise God the most, those who will shout the loudest, those who will praise Him most unhindered, are likely to be deacons and deaconesses. Man, that's all right. I've not finished. If the Lord tarries, and in 10 years' time, we gather together again, and I ask everybody to praise God, because the deacons of today has become pastor in charge of region. Hey. Remember, somebody once said, "I've told you, now you are general overseer. You should sit down and let your children do the dancing. Let them be all this AWI every year. That's good when you are a worker. It's okay when you are an ordinary pastor. Now you are the father of all." He said it in Yoruba. Ibi genge lambagba. That means the elder should sit majestically and let the little ones do the praising. I told him, as I will probably remind you again before we finish, "I'm dancing for the one who made me general overseer. And I will praise him till I die. I will worship him. I will shout hallelujah. I will be..." I'm going to give you time.
And I will be very, very considerate. I've traveled a long distance. Some of you are yet to settle down. At least 15 minutes to forget everybody for God's sake. For God's sake. Forget everybody. Forget who you are. Remember only the one who gave you dominion and praise him. Praise him. After which, you drop your offering in the baskets that the ushers will provide, and then we see you tomorrow morning. Go ahead and praise him. Praise him. Sing to him. Clap to him. Dance before him. Magnify his holy name. Let him know you are not too big to praise him. Let him know.
The message is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akme Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.